Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Elisa Harrison. We're talking about research efforts for the beef industry, back in just a moment.
With abuse of prescription drugs at a crisis level, it's irresponsible to grant unsupervised prescription authority to advanced practice nurses, a class of providers who can get their degrees entirely online. We need doctors leading healthcare teams. Let your legislators know that for your family, you want higher standards. The legislature should not grant privileges through legislation that were not earned through education. Call your legislators today and tell them doctors should lead healthcare teams. Go to degreesofcare.com to take action. That's degreesofcare.com.
It's the Hall Coyote Hills annual bull sale, Saturday, March 9th at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. All bulls developed and performance tested at Coyotes Hills Ranch, all with genomically enhanced EPDs. And there's a 5% volume discount on 5 or more bulls. For more information or sale catalog, go to hallchr.com. That's hallchr.com. Or call 580-597-3006.
Our report today sponsored by the American Angus Association, America's Breed. Elisa Harrison is the Senior Vice President for Digital Marketing and for Research for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, helping direct beef checkoff dollars into research efforts for the cattle industry.
What are we doing research-wise? In other words, where are we? What are some things that you've had to really address to make sure we're staying, you know, ahead of the curve?
Yeah. Well, when it comes to environmental or sustainability, we had to go and get the data to show exactly how much water cattle use to prove the point that land that is being used to graze cattle could not be used for, you know, other purposes. It's not like you can grow crops on that. And the value of putting cattle out on that land, Dr. Place calls it upcycling, where you can take materials that otherwise would not be usable, feed it to a cow, and really upcycle it into a really high quality protein versus maybe, you know, some other plant-based protein. So we had to go and create those proof points and do the research and have it scientifically, you know, peer reviewed and go through the normal scientific process so that we can have the credibility with people in the government, with people in NGOs, and certainly with the consumer. And we're starting to see that pay off. You know, we had the same model with safety. We continue to fund a lot of safety research, but back in the 90s when we had the Jack in the Box outbreak, we had to go and, you know, pay for research that actually proves the fact that beef is safe. Same thing with nutrition. Working with the nutrition and scientific community to make that same point. So the research that the checkoff funds is critically important in making the case in our consumer marketing. We are held to a higher standard than maybe other places that consumers can get information. So we have to make sure that our information is science-based, it's factual, and that it's peer-reviewed.
And Elisa Harrison says bringing research and marketing back together, it's really important for the beef business to be thinking about what's ahead 3 to 5 years down the road when it comes to trying to sell beef.
Well, we've laid the groundwork for really being an aggressive marketer in the digital space. When you look at our content, we're trying to be a little edgy, we're trying to be funny, we're trying to push the envelope a little bit as far as what you're allowed to do in advertising. But I think as we look at the next 3 to 5 years, you know, it's what is the meat case going to look like in the future? And, you know, retail is changing exponentially. You know, they are struggling. What will a grocery store look like? I think you're starting to see grocery stores become more destinations. They've got clothes. They've got insurance, assistance. They've got nutritionists. They've got dietitians. They've got anything that you would want because it's so competitive. Obviously, with home delivery and online ordering, that is really just disrupting the way that people buy food in this country. So we're trying to say that the meat case that has really sustained itself over all these years, there hasn't been that much change in the meat case. So what do we need to do? What can the checkoff do to help retailers reinvent that meat case? And that's a major priority in our long-range plan. I think Chuck was a good first step in that to try to reinvent the way consumers buy beef. But physically, what is the consumer going to – how are they going to want to buy their beef 3 to 5 years from now? And I think we don't have a lot of time to figure that out because I think there will be certainly our competitors in the protein space are also thinking about that. So that's really what we're thinking about to make sure that beef remains the number one protein for consumers.
The beef industry's Elisa Harrison. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 20th annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 9th at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 and will feature 120 home-raised service-age bulls. These are fall 2017 to spring 2018 bulls selling with genomically enhanced EPDs for increased reliability. For more information and sale book, go to www.pollardfarms.com or www.mcsauction.com or call the ranch at 580-758-1464.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.